and Christians. Surely there can be no connection between them. And yet, Christian theologians have noticed a connection between almonds and Christians since the 4th century. An early Christian theologian by the name of St. Basil offered this keen botanical advice. Split an almond tree near its roots and insert a plug of pine. When you do so, it turns the almond fruit from deadly to sweet. And then he made this connection. If indeed agriculture can turn the fruit of an almond tree from deadly to sweet, we should not despair as sinners, for our souls can achieve virtue amidst all adversity. We can be changed, even as the almond seeds can be changed. You might not know this, but wild almonds contain cyanide. If you ate a couple of dozen of them, they would kill you. But wild almonds are also so bitter that you wouldn't eat a couple of dozen of them. A couple of them, you'd spit them out. How is it then that we have almonds for our almond joys? How is it that every batch of mixed nuts contains lots of almonds and physicians tell us to eat almonds for our heart? It is because of a long process of cultivation, curiosity, and creativity. You see, many centuries ago, and scientists say, humans have been eating almonds for about 10,000 years. Curious hikers, curious farmers, and little kids who like to stick stuff in their mouths pulled off an occasional almond and said, "This isn't bitter. This is sweet." And they realized that they had found mutant almond trees that lacked the compound that would create cyanide. And so these wanderers and these farmers and probably even the children started collecting the seeds from these mutant almond trees and began planting them. And over centuries of patient cultivation, a seed that was deadly became delicious. Something that was bitter became sweet. As St. Basil noted, if by a few agricultural acts, if putting a plug of pine in an almond tree can prevent it from creating cyanide and bitterness, how much more can we create sweetness in our souls through cultivation, creativity, and curiosity? Let not the sinner despair, said St. Basil. If the seed can be turned from deadly to sweet, our souls can be turned from deadly to sweet. It requires only openness, curiosity about the ways of the Spirit. It requires creative openness to the call of Christ, to the upward call of Christ. And it requires patient cultivation by a human community of faith. How do you make an almond edible? Curiosity, creativity, and cultivation. How do you make a mature Christian? curiosity about the ways of the Spirit, openness to the creative upward call of Christ, and patient cultivation in the community of God. Paul sensed that. Paul knew that walking down an aisle, as important as it is, claiming Christ as Savior, as important as it is, that doesn't make you a mature Christian. He said, no, we have been justified through faith in Christ. And we enjoy grace that has been poured into our hearts. But it is a process. We can rejoice in our suffering because suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And that hope does not disappoint us because the love of Christ has been poured into us and we stand in God's grace. Suffering, endurance, character, hope, all of these are stages of maturation by which we train our souls. All of us have inclinations in our souls that are as deadly to our souls as cyanide is to our bodies. All of us have darkness, but by curiosity, creativity, and cultivation, we can be turned to light. The early apostles, who were first around that table, all of them had in their souls a fair amount of cyanide. One of them was eaten up with it. But over a long process of cultivation, they lost that bitterness. And they became sweet of spirit. They became fruitful in character and healthy in faith. And in becoming healthy in faith, they spent their lives helping cultivate others to become healthy in faith. When we come to this table, when we eat the bread of our Lord, when we drink the cup of our Lord, we are evincing a willingness to evince a holy curiosity about the ways of the Spirit, an open creativity to the upward call of Christ, and a willingness to be shaped by a long process of cultivation in the family of faith, so that over time, we lose our deadly inclinations, our destructive tendencies. We move from darkness to light, from bitterness to sweet. When you come to this table, when you partake of this meal, you are giving testimony that you're opening yourself up to God's presence, to allow you to be cultivated, to lose all bitterness, and become sweet in spirit and healthy in faith. Cultivated that you might cultivate others for Jesus Christ. With that high ambition, we approach this table. Paul wrote to his friend saying, "What I delivered to the Lord, I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This body, this bread represents my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat it in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. I invite you in this moment to partake of the Lord's table. It's not Dr. Krimmer's table. It's not even the table of Vineville Baptist Church. It is the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone who would claim Christ as Savior, anyone who would evince their openness to be cultivated towards sweetness of spirit, you are invited to partake. As you've heard in the Scriptures, our Lord was trying to convey to His friends that underlying all of the surface events, that God's work was taking place. Amidst all of the darkness, there was an undercurrent of light. And so, taking the bread or of the table, He broke it and He said to them, "What happens to this bread, it happens to Me. My body is broken for you. And yet, even having articulated the violence of that image, He gave thanks." Lord, we are indeed grateful that we are justified or made acceptable in Your sight through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, while we were yet sinners, gave Himself for us. We do not merit Your grace. We have not earned it. And we have often fallen short of Your calling. And yet, by our presence here and our participation in this meal, we evince our willingness to be cultivated by Your Spirit. We thank You for Your redemptive and sustaining love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.